Hi, I'm Joanne Vicknair, Meemaw, with It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God on the Truth Network for Kids. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show
with today's guest host, our Christian Body Shop Guy, Jerry Mathis.
I say this calls for action, and now.
Gonna save all my money.
Good morning and welcome to Christian Car Guy Radio. I tell you what, it's gonna be we're gonna have a packed morning, a lot to discuss, a lot of great things going on, a bunch of opportunities. And I also want to just remind you, this is a call-in show. Call-in number is 866-348-7884. Once again, 866-348-7884. I'm Jerry Mathis, Ray's Body Shop and Record Service, Christian Body Shop Guy. Filling in for Robbie this morning. I tell you, this is a special day for one thing. This date, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Also in the studio with me is Dwayne Carson with Date the Word, and we're going to kind of dive into, I hope everybody, when they think the date and 316, third month, 16th day, that ought to ring a bell. That should be stirring something in your head. Also, Mark Flint with Pulliam's Barbecue, well, hot dogs and barbecue. We're going to talk a little bit about just the importance of doing things with family and stuff. And somebody just, like I say, a lot of things going on this morning. And also like to talk a little bit about Mark and Dwayne is how we get our cars ready for summer, because it's been a long winter. We've kind of beat our cars up, neglected them. And the thing we want to do with Christian Car Guy Radio is give tips on how to make sure we keep our cars on the road longer and that they're serviceable and that we continue to get all we can get out of them. I'm one who definitely gets everything out of a car he can. When I get done with it, it needs to go to Bob Young, our junkyard guy. He'd see the car when I got done with it, because it was done. It was over. This morning also is, right off the bat, I would like to just read a passage. And it's kind of funny because it's also out of John. And we think about the scene, and this is in the upper room right before the crucifixion of Christ. And this is during Holy Week. This is the Thursday. Christ had came in and did something that was just astonishing. We think about that time and that era and what he did as far as the washing of the feet. I mean, we think about it. Is there, Dwayne, Mark, you can think of any job that would be the lowest on the on the totem pole that you would not want to do today. No matter what you can think of, washing the feet was the
dirty,
bottom.
Stinky feet.
Yeah, because, you know, one thing, these guys have been walking through body waste, everything down the streets and stuff, and that was just a dirty task. And the one who did that was the lowest one on the totem pole as far as the servant goes, and Christ took that role. So he just got finished washing the feet. And then he said when he had finished washing the feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for it is what I am. Now that your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set you an example that you should do this as I have done it for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than the master, nor the messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." That's what, in a nutshell, that's part of what we're supposed to be as Christians. Right. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to do for the least, and none of us should ever think we're any better than the least. We need to make sure we share Jesus Christ. And this morning, I got up and I was doing some reading. That verse just stuck out, and I knew it was going to be in John, so I didn't want to do the obvious one. I'm letting Dwayne handled the obvious one for this date. But God is, you know, he gave us the example and stuff. Yeah. And we sit there, and this morning before we started the show, we'd have prayer. And one thing that always just troubles me is there's so many people in this world who does not understand the grace and the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it just baffles me. And I sit there and I look at stats. And you may know more about them than I do, but there's, I think it's like 85% of the Christians that claim to be Christians said they will attend a Easter service. If you're a Christian, I would think that number ought to be 100%.
Yes.
And I'm sure that number is inflated because when somebody asks doing surveys and Pew reports and Bonner groups and stuff, those numbers are always inflated because you want to, I don't want to look too dumb.
By
giving an answer that may be the reality. But then out of those that profess to be strong Christians and are going to an Easter service, less than half say they would ever feel comfortable inviting a non-Christian to an Easter service. We're not doing much feet washing if that's the case, if we fall in that category.
Yeah, I'd like to say real quick, too, that I've experienced a foot washing when my wife and I were dating. Her grandpa was a Primitive Baptist preacher up on the mountain in Cana. And that's what they did, and I got to experience that.
Yeah. It's a very humbling experience on both sides. I did a sermon at Liberty when I was a campus pastor there, and it was titled, "It's Not About Titles, It's About Towels." And we started giving out towels to our student leaders because that's how we're supposed to be. If you want to be like Jesus, you're a servant. I love your devotion this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we... At Pinedale Christian Church, we do a 40-day devotion, and one of the weeks was focusing on that passage. Mm. Well, that Sunday night, I lead a home group, which isn't really a home group. It's we divide up in homes, and really we have about 100% participation from our church as far as the youth and students all doing the same. It's a different version of it, and then adults do an adult version. But I do, my home group is at church, and I average about 45 to 50 in there. But that night that we did that, I took a chair up front and sat it there and had a basin and a towel sit there. Mm. And so everybody had been studying that passage and doing the devotion on that. Well, as I got ready to start the class, I said, if you'll reach underneath your seat, somebody has an index card taped to the bottom of it, and that person will be the one who washes the feet. And I really hadn't done that, but the whole thing was, you ought to see the looks on their faces. It was just like pure terror. Mm. I mean, like nobody wanted to even reach underneath the seat because they didn't want to be that. I hope I ain't got no index card under there. But the whole point is that we don't understand sometimes. Yeah. The power of just serving others.
Yes.
And I just think that's just something that we kind of overlook. And I think we also, sometimes we get into tied up in the holidays. And I think about kids growing up outside of church and even those inside the church, how many really parents have sat down with their child and talked to them about what Easter season is about?
Right.
They've talked to them about the Easter bunny and they better be good if they want to get candy in their basket and all of this stuff. But very few of them, or at least not the number that it should be.
Right.
Every Christian home should spend time reading the Easter story, just like they should be reading the Christmas story, the birth of Jesus Christ, instead of talking about Santa Claus and picking out gifts and stuff. What's your comment? I know Marcus is, this is, I mean, you grew up in the same era I did. Dwayne, you did too, where we've seen the commercialization of all these things that we should be focusing on.
We've gotten away from the reason for the season.
Yeah, and that's, it's like you said, I was going to make that comment. It's got so commercialized that you walk into a store and anything. I mean, it's just all, like you said, it's all about the kids yelling for the toys and all this kind of stuff. And that's all they recognize. They don't recognize the religious side of what's going on. Like Dwayne says, reason for the season. I mean, what happened, what Jesus Christ. And
Easter becomes one of those great teachable moments. If we go back to the Old Testament of the Passover, they were supposed to teach their children. Easter becomes their great moment for teaching our children. What did Jesus Christ truly do for us? Part of what we're doing with Date the Word is we have a March to Remember, and that it's giving Bible reading every day, just like your 40 days, giving people an opportunity to think about what Jesus taught, think about the life he lived, but also really dive in on when I survey the wondrous cross. What is this going to mean to me? And I just love that psalm because it says at the end, it demands that I make a decision, my soul, my life, my all. And that's what ought to be coming out of Easter. I should be more in love with the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved me with an everlasting love.
Absolutely. And we get it, we have just allowed it. And it's nobody's fault but our own.
Yes.
And that's the thing. So many times we, as Christians and as the church in general, it's like, you know, I don't want to push my religion. I want to take the back seat. I want to make people feel comfortable. We're supposed to make people feel loved.
Yes.
And
yeah.
The love of Jesus Christ. Make sure we point them to that. Yeah. We're back in just a moment. We're going to talk to Dwayne a little bit about Date the Word. And also I'm going to give Mark a chance to think of this during the break. What makes Williams hot dogs different from everybody else?
Oh, I can't wait to hear that answer.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio Show. Once again, this is a call-in show, 866-348-7884. In the studio with me is Dwayne and Mark. And I tell you what, before I go to Mark to answer the question, we've got Miss Jay on the phone. We'll go ahead and get her on the phone. Good morning. Miss Jay, you hear me?
She's not there.
Nope, I think we lost you. Yeah. All right, Mark, we're going to come back to you. Okay, Williams, which I'm biased to that, and I will say this, and I've said it multiple times, I've said it on this radio show, growing up, that was one of the highlights. We would go up as a family, load up the station wagon, and at the time, you were open on Sundays, and it'd be after church. We'd go up there, sit in a parking lot, get a hot dog, drink, and a B&G fried pie, and sit on the stumps and watch the planes take off at Smith Reynolds Airport, and especially if you got a weekend that the air show was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that's something that's missing in the culture of families today.
Yes.
They don't do things together. Even when they do things together, if you sit there and you go in a restaurant, you have a couple parents, a couple kids, and they're all on their phones texting somebody else or in conversation with somebody else, not even doing things as a family. But I just wish we would get more back to that. Load up the car, go somewhere, sit outside, eat a hot dog, and just talk about life and make that connection with each other. But we just don't do it. And no. And Mark, I know, because I would go up there sometimes, and I just get, to me, it's a blessing, because a few weeks ago, we had done something with my siblings. We all went out, and that's the one thing I said, let's go and go up to Williams and get us a hot dog and stand at the counter. I think if you remember that, right. I came in with all my right. sisters and stuff. We had done something as a group, and I just said, all the memories and stuff is just, man, yeah. Rush in.
Yeah, I've been well blessed by the good Lord above for it to be in business this long and for me to be able to be there myself, you know. So, but yeah, it's just amazing, and I think it's great the way even today the kids like to come. They'll come in the door and say, my son wanted or my daughter wanted to come up here and get something and go out and sit on the stumps, a hot dog. They like to come up there and get the long neck drinks, you know, the knee highs and all that. They love to do that. So, yeah, I have been blessed with it.
Yeah, it's just being able to just spend the time and as a family and stuff. And I just appreciate you. I appreciate Williams and what it does, and I certainly enjoy the food.
It's like I say all the time, you know, people that come in that door aren't customers to me, they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't look at anybody as just a customer and whatnot, you know. Old daddy back in the day used to, when I was a teenager growing up in the business, they always tickled me that daddy would always say, come on in and bring your wallet.
No doubt. And this morning also got Dwayne in here with us, and it's Date the Word. And Dwayne is, I guess, probably about a year ago when I first met Dwayne. And I was able to get a little bit of his back history, because it was kind of funny how that sort of interwoven with some of my life experiences, where my daughter went to Liberty and Dwayne Carson was at Liberty for at least the first half of her years at Liberty University. Mm-hmm. And then before that, later on, Dwayne moved into Salem school here in Winston, and my daughter graduated from Salem. Okay. So there was so many connections there and everything. But now, I mean, he's dove in where God has put him with Date the Word. And why is today a special day?
Well, today, Jerry, is 3/16, March the 16th. And I'm hoping any listener right now, the moment you hear 3/16, like you said, you think of John 3:16, and God laid on my heart years ago as we were doing this, wouldn't it be great if every Christian would share John 3:16 on their social media platforms? It doesn't cost anything, but let all of your friends know, but also you're casting seed out there. Who knows where it may go? Who knows where this radio program will go right now? But we've got God's greatest message to the entire world. Anyone, everyone, wherever you are, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What an incredible message. When people want to know, how does God feel about me? He loves you. He loves you so much that he gave, not only gave something of maybe financial, he gave his precious Son. His Son would come to this earth and die. Now let that sink in. He gave his Son to die, a death he didn't deserve, to die in our place, because we are perishing. And some people say, well, that's so negative. Well, you got to have the truth. We're sinners, and the wages of sin is death. But Jesus Christ died for us so that we wouldn't have to experience that perishing, that punishment. And if we'll believe on him, not pay, not work, but believe on him, trust him, we can have everlasting life. So today, to me, is one of the great days. Every person ought to have March 16th circled on their calendar, 3:16. Today, I'm going to share John 3:16 with someone.
Yeah, what an awesome day. I mean, and you know what? When we read that passage, so many times you see at the football games there's somebody holding that sign,
right.
but it doesn't have the whole passage, and that's what I think is so. Dive right in there. I mean, there's plenty of meat in that passage and stuff, yep. And God wants us to open it up and stuff. And as you mentioned, Easter, I mean, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that's the event that changed everything for us.
Changed everything.
And we need to make sure we grasp that and share that. I mean, that's what we are called to do, is to be ambassadors of the gospel.
Yes, sir.
I mean, exactly right.
Same message that, you know what, yeah. Mark, you, Dwayne, you, Jerry, me, everyone listening, everyone who calls yourself a Christian, that the same message that Christ gave those disciples and the same charge he gave them, go out and make disciples. Go out, sir. And teach them about Jesus Christ. Go out and teach them about my love, why I died on Calvary. Same message, same challenge we have.
And what a great day to be doing this. So listeners, go to your social media and put John 3:16 on it. Just get an image. It's free.
Yeah, do that.
Share this great message with your social media friends.
Amen.
And as we go away, think about something that John 3:16 means to you, and give us a call.
Yes.
Call in show. You got our number. Also, if you got a question about for Mark about...
I want to know why those hot dogs are so good.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Here come the Dutch boys.
Those good guys are back.
With a look in their eye.
They mean business this time.
Their deals are great. Now's the time to buy. See the Dodge Boys now for a new kind of deal.
Welcome back to Christian Car Guy Radio. I'm Jerry Mathis, Ray's Body Shop and Rec Service, with Mark and Dwayne. And This morning, again, it is a call-in show, 866-348-7884. John 3:16. I want to think about that. What is that passage? Because that passage means a lot to a lot of people. But just call and share, because you're sharing what it means to you may, you know, it may encourage somebody else. So I encourage you to do that. One thing, this is Christian Car Guy Radio Show. So I just want to take just a moment just to kind of go through a couple quick things as far as our automobile, because one of the things we want to do is make sure we give tips to make sure that people's cars last and that they're able to get good service out of them and keep them looking good and all that good stuff. And as a car comes out of the winter going into the spring, and we are getting close to going into the spring, there's probably a lot of parts of the country right now are thinking, I don't know where that spring is, but but it is around the corner, and there's so much stuff that happens to your car during the winter. Mark and Dwayne, one thing is, you know, roads are salted or get bran put down, and so you get all that stuff up in the cavities of the vehicle. One thing I always say, for as soon as the weather starts breaking, there's no salt going to be on the road, no bran put down on the road, make sure you get your undercarriage or your vehicle. Just go to the quarter car wash, which is not, they're not a quarter anymore. It takes about five of those to even get it, or six of them to even get it going. But take that wand and go up in there a couple times for the next couple of weeks. Take a day and just go in and just try to flush all that stuff out.
Yeah, I go to the car wash where you pay. This is the only one, that reason why I go there is to, you know, when you go in, the water shoots up underneath your car for that one. I always do that to make sure that it's, if you can't, I'm getting kind of old about getting down on my hands and knees and trying to use a wand, but I do it the easy way and just go through, just pay the cheapest price there, just where it'll
just
shoot up on your chassis, like you said.
Because that stuff will get that rust, and once it starts etching in there, it will just absolutely just eat a car alive, and it'll ruin one. Also, another thing that I always tell people to do at spring of the year is check and change the wiper blades, because they've been, that stuff freezes on there, and you, the blades just get destroyed during the winter. I always say just go ahead and just make it as, just like you do with your fire alarm. At certain dates, you change the batteries in the fire alarms. Just change your wipers at the beginning of the year. I think you're going to keep you safer on the road. Also, as the seasons change, driving patterns change. When the sun is in, and get out and make sure you understand those patterns. And also, it's summertime that I think that we kind of overlook. Get you a little bit of touch-up paint. Go around and clean your car. Wash it. Keep it clean. Also, not just undercarriage, but just get everything washed out on the car. Go around and get some touch-up paint. Touch up little chips and stuff. That's going to keep it from becoming big rust spots. And that's just my tips this morning, to be able to keep our cars on the road, keep them looking good. But the biggest thing we can always do, and I think we neglect, is sort of what we neglect nurturing ourselves sometimes. Yeah. Into God's word. Also, we neglect our car, and we need to make sure we just show it some love too, and just keep it, you know.
Yeah, don't wait till the last minute either to check if your air condition's.
Oh God, working. Worst thing you do is plan on going on a 6-hour trip and realize the air doesn't quite work the way you thought it would.
A lot of people that don't know it, and you, I'm sure the business you're in down there at Ray's and all owning it, but it, people don't know there's a cabin filter in a car.
Yep.
It's amazing how many people will say, you know, because when fall comes and the leaves fall down there on your cowl, they're going to get, some of that debris is going to get sucked into your cabin filter, and it's right behind your glove box. Just take your glove box down and change your filter. A lot of people don't know there's one back there.
Yeah, especially somebody.
I'm one of those people. Thank you. I had no idea what you're talking about. This is helpful stuff for someone who just doesn't know about the cars.
Yeah, it kind of keeps the air filtered inside your car.
If you're spending a lot of time in the car, it's really important to keep that thing, because it's just like the filter in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It also takes out the contaminants and stuff. Where you get in your car and say, I'm in the car, if I drive for 3 or 4 hours, man, my eyes start watering, my runny nose, because you need to change that cabin filter, believe it or not.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Learned something. I hope the rest of you listeners have learned something. The cabin filter, glove compartment.
Yeah, usually all the glove compartments, you just take it from the left and right side when you open it and mash it in like, and it'll flop right down, and back in there is your cabin filter.
I'll tell you, I've learned John 3:16 on 3:16, and now I've learned about a cabin filter. And you're so right. We do need to do the checkups on our cars.
Yep.
Tune-ups on their cars.
Yep. You'll be amazed at how many leaves and stuff's in that thing from fall.
Yep. Another thing I always say is get some white lithium grease and go around all your locks, levers, anything that's moving that has friction on it, squirt a little on it, because we continue every week at Ray's, somebody will come down with a door that's about to fall off, and the reason was that the hinges weren't never lubricated, and then it's metal to metal, and they start locking up, and people are trying to shut it when they're just not able to work smoothly, and they'll be in door frames. It's amazing the damage they'll do.
Just needs a little oil.
Save a lot of money.
Yep.
All right, Dwayne.
You're talking about the salt and stuff, too. People need to make sure they take a look at their brakes and stuff to make sure those rotors and stuff are in good shape.
So. Yep. I always say, used to be we were growing up in an era where you pulled up and got gas, and there was somebody who checked the oil the fluids. And also you could ask them, my brakes are squeaking. What does that mean? They're going to give you some advice. That's a thing of the past. So that's something you got to make sure that you take the initiative to do that, because there isn't somebody just going to tell you that.
Yeah. You got them brake shoes. A lot of them that they put on for you has got that metal piece in it to where when it gets down at a certain point, it'll start squealing.
It's letting you know something. But
it's also at the same time cutting into your rotor.
Yes.
So
absolutely. Well, Dwayne, with Date the Word.
Yes, sir.
And John 3:16. Like I said, we want people to call in and share what that means to them. But just tell us a little bit about the ministry. I know today's an important day.
Yes.
But there's also 365 more of those important days out there.
This year is 366 days.
Yeah, we got that extra one.
And so Date the Word ministry is based on a verse for every date. And I am indebted to Stu Epperson Jr. because when he heard about a verse for every date, he said, you ought to call it Date the Word, because your desire is for people to get to know the Word, and to date is to get to know. And so we now have a website, www.datetheword.com. But even more so, we now have an app that you can go to your app store, download right off of, for free, Date the Word, and with it you'll see today's daily devotion, because we have a daily devotion for every day, and today is on John 3:16, where we're talking about how much God loves us based on Ephesians 3:18, where we talk about the width of God's love, we talk about the length of God's love, we talk about the depth of God's love, and we talk about the height of God's love. And you can get that daily devotion sent to you every day. You can subscribe for that. We also have verses for every day. So when you think about your birthday, do I have a verse for my birthday? Well, Mark told me that his birthday was January the 12th, 1:12. Well, I told him Philippians 1:12. You told me your birthday was 12:14, and I told you Proverbs 12:14, because it speaks about a man who receives the recompense for the work, his wisdom that he has. And these are verses that you can see on the Date the Word app every month that's listed there. And if you want to know what your birthday verse is, if you want to give a verse to somebody for their birthday, you go right there to that app. And we do have right now a March to Remember that you can follow a Bible reading plan. And we're just trying to stir people up to get back to getting to know the Word of God in a unique way. You'll hear this verse every day on the Truth Network, where we give the verse for the day and give a little short synopsis of it. But how shall a young man cleanse his way? Well, David said, by taking heed according to your word. And then he makes this incredible statement. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. And as I get older, the more I learn, I must have done something very different when I was growing up. And in my early years as a Christian, I was memorizing scripture. That seemed to be the most important thing I was supposed to do early on. And I have found that a lot of young Christians just don't understand the necessity of memorizing scripture. So using Date the Word, there's a connection there of, okay, here's a number, my birthday, for instance, I can put a verse with it. And from there, I can maybe remember it a little bit easier. So that's a quick synopsis of Date the Word.
Well, Dwayne, if somebody's interested in finding out more information about it.
Yes.
How would you do that? I know.
Go to the website.
Yep.
Or download the app. and you can get the information there. If I may, one of the things I put on the website, on the app, is how to pray for your pastor and seven prayer requests. And I think that people, it would be very helpful if you learned how to pray for your pastor.
Absolutely. Again, like somebody call and tell us what 316, John 316 means to them. Again, yes. Call and show 866-348-7884. Be back in just a moment. Well, if you ever
plan to go to West. You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Here come the Dodge Boys.
Those good guys are back.
With a look in their eye.
They mean business this time.
Their deals are great. Now's the time to buy. See the Dodge Boys now. For a new kind of deal.
Now here's a car partner you just can't beat.
Welcome back, Christian Car Guy Radio. Again, we just got a couple more minutes. I wish somebody would give us a call what John 3:16 means to him. 866-348-7884. Real quick, but one thing I did want to mention was just talking about summer and stuff and driving patterns change. Mark knows this. I ride a motorcycle every now and then. And one thing that really bothers me, and also at Ray's Body Shop and Wrecker Service, we have a towing company, so I have a lot of accidents we go out that involve motorcycles and talk to people. Just be aware that there's more motorcycles on the road. And one thing that I have learned over the last, especially riding, and you just got to pay so much attention to people pulling out. There's also a lot of mopeds on the road these days. And I have come to the conclusion that people see that single headlight at night and they assume that's a moped going about 20 miles an hour instead of a motorcycle running 45 or 55 miles an hour. And they pull out. And it's just because of their brain, they're seeing so many mopeds and slower vehicles on the road at night, they just see that single headlight and automatically think they got time to pull out. So if you're on the road, just be aware of that. Just make sure, you know, just give enough time.
And please, now that we're in the season of mowing and all, don't blow the grass out on the road because that's really dangerous for motorcycles.
Oh, I can tell you what,
like
I've done
on ice.
I've had a few of those instances where, especially like fall when people start piling the leaves out there, it's pretty dangerous. Well, Dwayne, one thing I just want to again give you the opportunity. If I ask you, what would be the, since we're asking the question of what does John 3:16 mean to you? Yeah. Just right up, I mean, just from the hip, without much thought, what does John 3:16 mean to Dwayne Carson?
Well, it's the gospel in a nutshell. I find out so quickly how much God loves me and how that love was put into action. Now, shooting from the hip, the way you ask it, I am going to tell you, I got a great thing from a man by the name of Dr. Elmer Towns. And Dr. Towns said that John 3:16, and for you who don't know Dr. Towns, Dr. Elmer Towns was the dean of the School of Religion and the dean of the School of the Seminary at Liberty University. He's a co-founder. And he said this, the greatest verse in the Bible, John 3:16, for God, the greatest being, so the greatest degree, loved the greatest affection, the world, the greatest object of love, that he gave the greatest act, his only, the greatest treasure, begotten, the greatest relationship, son, the greatest gift, that whosoever, the greatest company, believeth, the greatest trust in him, the greatest object of faith, should not perish, the greatest deliverance, but have the greatest assurance, everlasting, the greatest promise, life, the greatest blessing. That sums up John 3:16. It is the greatest verse, and I don't know what will stand out to you, but the greatest promise. We're going to have everlasting life. I've been delivered. I was a wicked, rebellious sinner. I got taken out of a horrible pit by Jesus Christ. He turned my life around. And to think that I am saved and going to heaven, loved by God, blows my mind. And today you may be listening and you don't know if God really loves you. Well, here's what Billy Graham said in his last crusade in New York City. Hear me carefully. God loves you. And then he told the people to say it over and over and over. Say, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. And he does, folks. He loves you. And he loves you so much, he gave his precious son to die for you. Well, that's what John 3:16 means to me.
Well, that, amen. That's all I can say. That's amen. That's you know, Elmer Towns. Now, I've told Dwayne earlier, if I think of him, I just always think he's the guru of Sunday school.
Yes.
And my daughter was able to be at Liberty while he was there. I think he retired maybe her senior year. Yeah. And that was, wow.
And he's 91 and still going. We had him on Truth Talk Live yesterday. And if you can go to the Truth Network Facebook, you can hear what he had to say live about John 3:16.
Wow. Mark, 3:16, what does it mean to you?
Oh, it means many things, but it mainly is that I'm blessed that I know that I'm going to be going to heaven.
Amen.
I mean, a lot of people know and don't know that, you know, a year and a half ago I had the heart attack with open heart surgery, and, you know, that's, I wasn't scared really because I knew God was going to be on my side on this deal to, as far as coming out of it. But he's left me here on this earth for a purpose.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to serve that purpose of what God can do for myself and what he can do for others.
And how he can use you.
That's right.
We can use us all.
Jerry, I don't know where Mark's hot dog place is. I just don't. Can you tell me where I can go and get the greatest, best hot dog in Winston-Salem?
Well, I appreciate the compliment on it, and it's at 4400 Old Walker Town Road, just above Smith Reynolds Airport.
And you've got a website.
Yeah, we've got a website.
So if I just Google it, I can come and get the best hot dog. How about the world? Is it the best in the world?
Well, we've been noted to be the best in the nation. So, I mean, we've been in. I'm not bragging. I'm not a bragger.
No, you're just telling the truth.
I like to tell people that, you know, we've been in People Magazine. We've been in Reader Digest. We've been in Rachel Ray. We've rated number one hot dog in the South through Rachel Ray. Just numerous magazines and stuff that we've been blessed with it.
Absolutely.
So it's
been I know where I'm going for lunch today.
There you go.
But I would like to take a note to this, too. Does anybody out there eat, you know, if you're going to eat a hot dog or whatever, eat local.
Yeah.
Help support.
Yes.
Help support not only me.
Doesn't
but
matter if you're
others.
In Seattle, Washington, Utah, wherever. Support local business.
That's right.
That's just so important. Real quick, I do want to take just a moment before we wrap up to just mention Jesus Labor of Love.
Yes.
And that ministry is it's a little bit about what John 3:16 is and what we're called to do, and that's to be able to, and what I read this morning in John 13 about washing the feet, is taking the opportunity to serve others, and that's just a great organization, a great ministry. If you have a vehicle and it's sitting in your driveway and you look at that thing every day and your wife is saying, I wish you'd get that thing hauled off, we could probably find a place for that vehicle. Mm-hmm. So if you have a vehicle, we'd love to. You can donate it, Jesus Labor Love. I will always say, do not take money from your local church. But if you think, you know what, I like to do a little something extra somewhere, an opportunity to do that. Well, one thing, you probably go, Date the Word probably has opportunities there to serve. But also Jesus Labor of Love, go to that. It goes 100%. If you give a dollar, 100% goes into the ministry. There's no overhead cost or everything. Everything's volunteers. But donate on that. The biggest thing that I'd ask for people to do for Jesus Labor of Love, pray for those women and those families that need those automobiles. Because you know what? They need to know that Jesus loves them. And Scott, who does a lot of the prayer for the participants and applicants and stuff, man, that is the most powerful thing he does sometimes or that comes out of that, is that somebody just takes the time to let somebody know, you know what, here on earth, there's somebody who cares about you, but also point them to the fact that Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, cares about them. So the opportunity, Jesus Labor of Love, love for you to be able to join in on that. Real quick, Dwayne, closing word. And also today, take the opportunity, share John 3:16 with somebody.
No, that's the closing word. Share John 3:16 on all the different social media platforms you have and with somebody you come in contact with today. Tell them, today is 3:16. Let me tell you the greatest news ever from John 3:16.
You can tell them that while you're eating a hot dog over the counter at Williams Barbecue and
that's
hot dogs.
It.
There you go.
Again, great having you this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
It's been an awesome morning. I really enjoyed it. And Thank you for tuning in.
Don't forget to go to your local church in the morning.
Absolutely.
And remember Easter. Get involved in Easter.
Easter, March 31st.
And there is no reason you shouldn't be inviting a non-Christian or somebody who is not attending church to come to church on Easter service.
This is the Truth Network.